Wendy's Big Show on a Green and Gold Monday. Bill Schmidt, baby Tauschen for Rami Makhlouf. We've kept him on the hook a little bit.
I was just thinking, we've got a bunch of baby clothes from Jackson. We got a couple of cribs.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of stuff. Ryan, you got any of your stuff left for your kid? I mean,
your
kid's a little bit farther along.
Yep.
So you got some baby clothes too. So if
toys,
it's
everything.
If it is, you know, somebody's pregnant, you know, we got a bunch of clothes.
I got
a lot of money.
I got some toddler age clothes if you need that too.
Right.
A couple of years down the road.
You have a kid?
Hmm?
You.
If you say whom, that means no.
Wait.
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, his own announcement.
So
is that prerequisite that, like, you know, Rami have a baby? Like, Rami, do you have to have that name?
What name?
Like, you know,
do I have to name him after me or after somebody in my family?
Yeah, you know, like my buddy across the street, the Zizzos.
Yeah, the Zizzos.
Yeah, they all of them are named Sal.
I'm sure
they've called into the show.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's not the case. You just never bothered learning their actual names. You just call them all Sal.
But I'm just asking you.
Like the guy at the cigar shop.
You guys do that same thing, or?
No. The only rule in my family is that the firstborn's firstborn, the middle name has to be the father's name. So my nephew, his middle name is my father's name. That's the only name rule that we have in my family.
What's that?
John. Yeah. John.
Come on, cuz.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm with you, Barry, on that. I just don't buy that.
What's your dad's name,
it's got to be something else.
This is not why I'm here.
John doesn't make much
this
sense.
This is not why
I'm
here.
Just
today.
One more time. Just in case we forget. Give us your dad's name.
My dad's name is John.
Oh, man.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. Is that on his driver's license or his real name?
Yes. Well, it is on his driver's license.
Oh, I know why it's on his driver's license.
Well, Trump going to come get him then.
Yeah. They're going to knock on that door, cuz ring that doorbell and walk right on in.
Trump already told y'all what I'm bad driver's license.
All right.
Come and get you.
Just say allegedly.
Okay, allegedly then.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, what you guys
what's
tell
going
us,
on,
man?
Dog? What's
okay,
going
on, man? So.
Finally.
Should I
still babbling. Would you just get it out?
All right, I'm going to get it out. All right, so.
No, go in slowly. Go slow.
Go slow? You want me to go slow? Nice and slow?
Ease it in.
He's already been going nice and slow.
It's been 15 minutes. How much slower can he get?
All right. So in our industry, okay, a lot of people, they look at Milwaukee. We talk about stepping stone programs in college, and a lot of people look at Milwaukee in the radio world as a stepping stone. No, but I have thought about it, Leroy. I've thought about it. It's not scripted per se on paper, but I've thought about it.
It would have been funnier.
And when I first got in the business, that's how I looked at Milwaukee. I thought it was a step to something bigger, but then something crazy happened along the way, which is I started working on the Wendy's Big Show, and I fell in love with the city. I think it gets a bad rap. I think it's a very fun town to live on. I have an affinity for the comedy scene.
I agree with that.
I fell in love with the sports fans in the city. I became a fan of them. Their passion and their loyalty for their teams is second to none, and their passion and loyalty carried over to our station and to our show. And then I got the job hosting the Wendy's Big Show, and I fell in love with the group of guys that I work with, Gary, Sparky, and Leroy. And quite honestly, I never really thought about going anywhere other than Chicago. I'd be
lying
to you. And
you fell in love with Boo Boo too now.
Of course, but she goes with me wherever I go, so I don't really have to worry about that. But
I heard that's my boy.
I never wanted to go anywhere other than Milwaukee except for Chicago, and I'd be lying if I said that wasn't a dream of mine to go back and cover the teams that I grew up watching. But
is he retiring?
Funny way to say somebody's pregnant.
And about a couple months ago, I heard through the grapevine about a pretty cool thing that a radio station up in Minneapolis was doing, and a plan that they had in place, and they were looking for people to put that plan in place, and it was something that was intriguing to me, and it was literally the first job that I pursued that wasn't in Milwaukee or in Chicago, and I got it. Last week, I accepted an offer.
Congratulations.
At 1500 ESPN up in Minneapolis.
I thought you even said you're getting $1,500. You can stay here for that. Hey, man, congratulations.
No, last week, I accepted a job up at 1500 ESPN in Minneapolis. And
can I get that $5 you owe me, cuz?
Absolutely. That's coming your way, Leroy. And I'll be starting there Early in the new year, I can't say exactly what my role is or what I'll be doing yet, but I'll be starting there early in the new year. My last day on the Wendy's Big Show with you idiots will be on December 31st.
Well, I'm happy for you.
That's what the big announcement is.
So what's the big announcement? Can you tell us again?
I'm going to ESPN 1500 in Minneapolis, Gary. I'm going to Minneapolis.
So you're a Vikings fan now. That's cool.
No, he's still a Bears.
T-Wolves fan. Twins in the AL.
AFC North.
The good news
and
you know about all those
teams. You
better
hope Machado don't sign with the White Sox.
The one last thing I want to say, guys, is I don't know who exactly is going to be sitting in my chair when I move on, but they are the luckiest damn person in sports talk radio to get to go in that studio with you guys every day and do what we did for the last 7 years. The reason I never wanted to leave is because I don't know if I'll ever find a group of guys who are as passionate, as hardworking, as fun to work with, and just as good of people.
Man, I'm going to call you out on that, man.
All lies.
You, come on,
Robbie, you know we love you, man. We're going to miss you, but we're happy for you. I mean, I'm ecstatic for you. You are
what?
A great talent. You did your stand-up thing, and I was always praying for you to get what you deserve. You deserve this, so embrace it. We still can be friends. Call me FaceTime, cuz. It ain't bad. Two guys can do FaceTime, right?
Roy, you better hurry up so. Before that CTE kicks in. Roy,
Gary, how's it going?
Hey, Roy, we go. Is he still going to be in on our text?